You're listening to the 396th edition of Beyond the Headlines. I'm your host, Brett Recamp, and would you believe it's been over 50 years since we heard this?
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
So get ready, rock fans, because we are about to get the lid out in a way you may not have expected. Bob Spitz is a musician, journalist, best-selling author, and more. He wrote the Beatles biography, Dearie, The Remarkable Life of Julia Child, and has now come out with Led Zeppelin, the biography. It's legit. It's accurate and well-written. It's the kind of rare music biography that manages to tell stories about a famous band that people haven't already heard or in ways they didn't know. You can go to bobspitz.com if you'd like to learn more about his new book. So before we hear from Bob, let's turn back the clock to September 1970 in New York City, bring you a portion of the famous press conference of Robert Plant and Jimmy Page with American reporters right before their performances at Madison Square Garden.
How does it feel to be number one?
Well, a shock and very, very, very elated. It's a really good feeling. But we've been in the middle of a tour for about 4 weeks in the States. We took a week off in England, so we really hadn't had time to sit back and realize what happened.
The group that was number one, the Beatles, found that just this past week had their songs quoted by Spiro Agnew. Would you like that to happen to you?
I really don't know. I haven't seen Spiro at any of our concerts yet.
I thought he was a model for a wristwatch.
Wow.
Well, that's the sort of thing you have to face, you know, if you're going to be successful.
Really?
Well, I'd like to meet him.
Does he come to the concert?
Are you a smash over here as well as over there? As much of?
Well, there's more people here. That's so, therefore, it's a proportional difference, really. It's probably the same, but on a different scale here.
Did you expect this kind of appreciation of what you do?
Sorry. Not to begin with, because
this extent.
No.
We knew we were appreciated by the fact that people were coming along to see us in such great, vast numbers, all over the place, England and the continent and wherever. But no one expected this.
All right, you are, Jimmy Page. Nobody expected this. Or maybe they did. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham. That's Led Zeppelin. And this is Bob Spitz, author of Led Zeppelin, the biography. So let her rip. You're a busy man. So from A to Led Zeppelin, the definitive story of the greatest rock band of all time is here. So with us, author, journalist, manager, music, food, and American politics and culture authority, Mr. Bob Spitz. How's that for an intro, Bob?
Yeah, that's great. My mother would love it. Thank you, Brett.
Well, here, let's start with this.
I'd like to introduce Led Zeppelin to you.
Yes, we would. So Led Zeppelin, the biography, drops 50 years after Stairway to Heaven on their fourth album. Now, did you plan the timing of the release of this book, or was that just basically written in the starship, if you will?
Oh, no. We planned the timing. I thought it was, it needed something to launch it perfectly, and nothing defines Led Zeppelin more than, I think, Stairway to Heaven.
It is. It's the most iconic song probably in rock and roll history, isn't it? I mean, when in doubt, you just say, Stairway.
Right, exactly right. It's one of the few songs that you can define by only one word of its title.
Very good. And before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of the book, I mean, is it too long? Can you believe it stood the test of time? It's type of song you can drop and go have a smoke if you're a DJ and come back.
That's true. I mean, with so many of the Zep songs, you can just put it on and, as you said, have a smoke or something else.
The chronological framework of describing the journey of this band, all the color and flavor, all the interviews you did and everything else, do you make a timeline, a bones of a book, and then move away from that and come back to that? Can you describe your process?
Yeah, what I do is first I travel to wherever these guys came from, because I always feel that you can't tell anything about someone until you know their past, where they come from. And then I make a timeline. I go through every book that has ever been written about Led Zeppelin, see what people have done, lay it out as a skeleton, and then really resort on my firsthand interviews that I did for the book. And because I know that even better than what people have done in the past, I can put together a story from scratch that will take you behind the scenes, into the rehearsals, into their homes, on the plane with them, backstage, to give you, the reader, a sense of being there right alongside with them.
You did that. Did you record people? How did you take notes?
Was it? Yeah, I did. No, I record everything. And in fact, one of the things that I always find so lacking in books about rock and roll bands is that you never know where anything comes from. They don't. There's no source notes, no anything. In the back of my book, there are 35 pages of source notes. I have sourced every line in this book so that you know it was an authentic story, not taken out of context. Really important for somebody who wants to get the full picture of what happened.
Yes. So you're not embellishing whatsoever. Are you essentially just a journalist then, combined with a storyteller here?
Yeah, but I also make sure, as you said, a storyteller, that the book has to have a narrative pull. When you write 600 pages about a band like Led Zeppelin, you have to really create the atmosphere so that the reader wants to turn the page. And so that's my obligation, is to be authoritative, right down to the letter of the law, but also to entertain you too, which I hope I've done.
Well, you have. It is just a blast in and out for anyone who is certainly a rock and roll fan. We're talking with Bob Spitz, author most recently of Led Zeppelin, the biography. Man, the music. Here we are in 2021. And I recall 1978, I guess it was, my uncle laid Led Zeppelin on me, and the rest, as they say, is musical history.
Right.
These songs, tell me about them. I love how you get into some of the descriptions of the making of the songs. Did you take your time when describing the music itself?
I did. One of the best resources I had was the fact that I was a musician. And I talked to other musicians. For instance, I couldn't believe what Bonzo was doing with his legs, triplets, and playing things that I'd never heard before. So I had the luxury of going out and finding Carmine Appice, who was the drummer for Vanilla Fudge, a great drummer in his own right, who could sit with me and tell me exactly what they're doing. I did the same thing with Jeff Beck in guitar, so that you, the reader, would hear an authoritative approach to how these songs really came together, and not being too erudite, but enough to give you a sense of, now I get it. Now I see how it came together.
Yeah, it had to match what, like Fool in the Rain, when you talk about triplets with Bonzo, and then the virtuoso of Jimmy Page, you had to speak the same language, right?
Exactly right, yeah.
Bonzo really is the foundation of Led Zeppelin. John Bonham, one of the greatest drummers ever. Is that the case? I mean, you can't have a Led Zeppelin without any of the four of these individuals, but is he the foundation of the band musically?
You know, it's really funny. When I listened to it originally, I really thought it was Jimmy's band. But the more I listened with headphones, I realized that Bonzo was the whole backbeat. I mean, and they played around Bonzo. Jimmy, actually, in almost every show, if you go look at footage, Jimmy is watching Bonzo's hands. And Jimmy improvises a lot, so he had to really play to the beat, and Bonzo establishes that. I was really shocked at how much of a bedrock he is.
I'm glad to hear you say that. But a lot of drummers follow the bass player, and
right, exactly.
Jonesy, of course, is musically as talented as it comes as well on the keyboards or the bass, but a lot of people said that John Bonham and Jimmy Page, that he followed the guitar player, which is a little bit unusual.
Right. Yeah, they played into each other's eyes, and that was really extraordinary. I've never seen another band that did that.
When it comes to retelling some of these difficult moments of Led Zeppelin throughout the book, Rape on a Plane, for instance, how did you approach that?
Very gingerly. You know, you can make it lurid. It was not my goal to do that. Too many other books have done that with Led Zeppelin. So it was really much more important for me to put it into a cultural context. And especially I had to be very careful because a lot of the women involved were not young women. They were girls. They were 13, 14 years old, way below the age of consent. And so in telling the stories, and I talked to many of those people who are now young women, and asked them point blank about what happened, I realized that I had to tread a very careful line. I had to give the reader enough of an understanding of what was actually going on there, but not dragging it into the dirt, which I did not want to do.
We're talking with Bob Spitz, author of Led Zeppelin, the biography, also of the Beatles. The Beatles for the 60s, Zeppelin for the 70s. They've talked about each other quite a bit. Mm-hmm. How did you make that transition?
Yeah, it was really fun in a way, because I'm a cultural biographer. And so I realized that the Beatles had really spelled out for me what was going on in the 60s. They were a post-war band, post-World War II. They were romantics. You know, their songs were I Want to Hold Your Hand, Please Please Me, P.S. I Love You. Led Zeppelin put a period at the end of that of the 60s. They were also a post-war band, post-Vietnam War band. And so we hear the aggression in their music, all the aggression that came out of Vietnam and everything that followed after it. It wasn't peace and love anymore. Peace and love ended at Altamont. When Led Zeppelin came along, the whole tenor of the music business changed, and the whole sound we were getting changed. So for a biographer, it was fascinating to see how this came about and to watch the gradual change.
So what do you want the reader to do when you open up page one, you read the prologue and move through this book from A to Z, A to Zeppelin, if you will? I mean, what do you want the reader to get out of it?
I want them to understand where our music has come from. With Led Zeppelin, it began with the blues. It moved through the 60s into the 70s. And here we are 50 years later, as you pointed out, still humming their music. I mean, how many bands can you say about that? It's there are very few and far in between.
Yes, and Led Zeppelin was one of the original rock album bands. Do you still recommend people do that when you get the lead out? It's hard to, you know, it's a triple shot, if you will, on rock radio. But do you still want people to take in albums when it comes to Led Zeppelin?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's all there on the albums. Now, I'll tell you an interesting story. When I began this book, I had 20,000 vinyl albums in my collection, not a single Led Zeppelin album. I was on the road with Bruce and Elton during that time. And, you know, my musical path just didn't cross with them. So I thought this left me in a really good position of being, you know, this empty vessel. And I let these guys fill me up. And boy, they did. I just absorbed this whole new sound of music.
And are you a bigger fan than ever now after pouring your heart out into this book?
I'm a bigger music fan now more than ever, because they've given me an understanding of a type of music I never had before, and it's made my foundation in rock and roll so much richer. I have enormous respect for what they created and the sound that they gave us.
We're getting short on time, Mr. Bob Spitz, but you know they took a lot from the blues and certainly, you know, added to that. Where do you get your influences, and what are you listening to now?
You know, unfortunately, I'm one of those boomers who are still caught in the past.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but, you know, part of my, a few of my friends are a band called X Ambassadors. They're pretty incredible. And they, because I know them, they're giving me a whole new education about music in the 2020s.
So Led Zeppelin, number one, I mean, the number one heavy metal rock band of all time. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. They kicked it off. They started the whole thing.
Outstanding. Anything we haven't mentioned that you want to make sure and say?
Well, you know, the book will give you a complete picture that you've never seen before. They are really masters at what they did, and I think they had a rip-roaring career. Take the ride.
Fair enough. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Brett, my pleasure.
Fantastic. There is Bob Spitz, author most recently of Led Zeppelin, the biography. Just a huge thanks to Bob for giving us a few minutes. Again, go to bobspitz.com to check out his book. It's a hardcover delight for us Zeppelin fans as we ramble on.
And though I held sweet dread a thousand times,
The headlines, a behind-the-scenes look at some of this week's stories. You can follow me on Twitter at Brett Recamp. If you missed anything, the podcast is up at KXL.com, and you can download the show on iTunes or Google Play. Just look for Beyond the Headlines KXL. We now have 396 shows to choose from. For Alpha Media USA in downtown Portland, I'm Brett Recamp on FM News 101.
This has been Beyond the Headlines. In-depth interviews on topics of concern here in Portland and the Northwest. This has been a special presentation of Alpha Media.